Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to do part three in that series, In the End. And we're dealing with the time period between the 69 sevens, or 69 seven-year periods in Daniel's prophecy, and the final 70th. I'm going to call this lesson The Gap. Let's get started. It's estimated, but the consensus is strong, that the time from Abraham until Jesus was about 2,000 years. According to Peter's declaration in 2 Peter 3:8, this can represent 2 days prophetically. He said, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is 1 day." The writer of Proverbs also contributed this thought, "A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are His work." That is the prophetic timepiece, so to speak, given in Daniel chapter 9, temporarily stops after the first 69 sevens of that 70 sevens, exactly as spoken when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey and was hailed as the Son of David. Now that was Monday, March 30th, 33 AD, exactly, and was crucified just a few days later on Calvary, also exactly as prophesied, paying the price for all of our sins. Now, as a people group, the Jews rejected this message and their Messiah. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Acts chapter 13. "Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, 'It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.' Thus, for the next 2,000 years or so, the focus of God's attention has been to the mostly Gentile church. Now, this was prophesied by Hosea when he said in Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, "After 2 days, he will revive us." That's the Jewish people. "On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." And it was displayed in prophetic type, if you would, as a picture by Jesus himself. John chapter 4, verse 40 records, "So when the Samaritans, who were non-Jews, had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And of course, there are other Old Testament scriptures that discuss this as well. One is Psalms 117:1 says, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples." Isaiah 11, verse 10 says, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious." Isaiah 42, verse 1 says, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect one, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles." And in Isaiah 42, 6, we read, "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles." And Isaiah 49, 6, "Indeed," he says, "it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth." And finally, in Malachi 1:11, oh, there are many more, but this is the last one I'm going to give you, "For from the rising of the sun, Even unto its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. And so we can see that God, with his just weight and balance, as in Proverbs, gave his loving attention to his people, the Jews, well, for two prophetic days from Abraham to Jesus, and then turned his attention to his people among the Gentiles for about the same time. Now, that time is nearly concluded, and I'm suggesting that we will soon witness the fulfillment of the last week, the last seven of Daniel's prophecy. Now, this will be the seven-year-long period which Jeremiah chapter 30 refers to as the time of Jacob's trouble. The church will be gone, ensconced to heaven during the rapture. The Jewish remnant of believers and evangelists will be carrying the baton of Christian witness, and the Satan-ruled world will experience all the judgments described in the book of Revelation. Now, you can find out more about this last week, the 7 years, in my commentary on Revelations called Fire Eyes at graceandtruth.net. You can also read the individual chapters from that commentary on that site. Now, may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.